edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
All right, welcome to Bills 57 Podcast, episode 28. On Skype, we got Bryce. How you going, Bryce?
Yeah, good.
And we have Sonny. Bo and the other guy.
Me.
I forgot his name.
Daniel.
That's it, Daniel. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Konnichiwa.
And Bo, how are you, Bo?
Konnichiwa.
Long time good. No chat, mate. Been a while. And Bryce has got an iPad coming up, a review, maybe some topics and stuff and that sort of fun stuff. What do you guys think about the iPhone 4? We'll start with Bryce.
I think it's a welcomed upgrade, actually, with the 5-megapixel camera on the back. It looks... I was kind of disappointed they kept the leaked design. I like it, but kind of not really surprised when I opened up the page, because like, it's kind of a boring design now that you've seen it for a couple of months floating around on a gadget, but nonetheless, still pretty cool. I think that what they did with the design is quite nice. A lot of people hate the design, but I didn't really like the curved design on the back of the 3G and the 3GS. Mm. But the features in it are incredible, especially with the Retina display being, I think it's like 3 or 4 times the resolution of the iPhone screen right now. It's the highest resolution in a mobile phone right now. Mm. And the 5-megapixel back camera and the, I believe, VGA resolution camera on the front, which is sweet.
Cool. Mm. So what about you? What do you reckon of it, Bo?
It's very nice. But like Bryce said, once you've already seen it, it's sort of, you know, it's still a nice phone, yeah, but you've already seen it, you know. You sort of, you knew what you're going to get. It just destroys the whole excitement, yeah, of waiting, true, and going, oh, what is it going to be? What is it? And you already knew what it was.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it is a nice phone, but it has some really awesome features, a lot better features than what we saw in the 3G and the 2G. I mean, the features that we're seeing now, you would have maybe have thought to have seen them in previous versions, but you know, that's Apple keeping the best to last. So you know, but I like their video to video over the actual free wireless, instead of using the provider network, in the way that our traditional video calling to, you know, provider, because of that higher fee, which you won't get, was doing video calls like this. So that's a very interesting feature, and it shouldn't. I don't think it'll be very expensive either when they do it over the phone network, because it'll just be a data charge. Mm. All
right. Yeah, actually, you're right about that. It going over Wi-Fi. That's a really smart move of them. Mm.
It is.
All right. And what about you, Daniel? What do you think, mate?
I reckon the new screen on it's pretty amazing. But I mean, we've already seen it on, you know, Engadget. It's been leaked and stuff, so it wasn't that much of a surprise. But also one thing is how they've got the white model. It's actually white on the front as well. I mean, it looks a lot different because we haven't had that before in the past. Yeah, I mean, I reckon they were kind of acting like video calling was like new and it's never been done before, but I mean, it's been out for like a couple of years now on other phones and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Alright, I wonder, I mean,
the quality didn't look all that amazing as well. I mean, on the Apple site, it looks like they photoshopped it and they made it look better than it actually was at the keynote.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And what about you, Sonny? What do you reckon of it, mate?
It looks pretty nice. When they leaked it a couple of months ago, when it came out, like, it wasn't really anything new. We knew it was going to have a video calling and stuff like that. I mean, they should have changed it. But it looks pretty nice with its high-quality display on it. And you can do FaceTime and stuff like that.
Cool. All right, good stuff. And what about the OS 4? Bryce, what do you think about that, mate?
I put the Gold Master on my 3GS, and it runs a lot better than the betas.
Yep.
Obviously, that being the Gold Master, it's a fun release. But, yeah, really good. I like it. Cool. Very nice upgrade that you can actually change your background now without having a jailbreak.
That's good. Very yeah. Cool. What features will you get on the 3G that what you won't get on the 3GS?
You won't get background images?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. A lot of people said that a few things aren't supported. I don't know. I didn't read up on that, though.
Mm. Oh,
I've got a 3G. I installed it. It doesn't have multitasking. It won't do background images.
Really?
It doesn't have anything. It's just got, like, the dock and stuff and the folders.
I guess their reasoning behind that is they want everyone to upgrade to the latest
exactly.
iPhone.
And the 3G is not that fast either. It can't handle multitasking as well. That's what...
I installed multitasking and wallpapers in the front thing, and it's very slow. Mm. Very slow.
All right.
Because isn't the multitasking in the 4G just... It also is pausing the application, isn't it? So when you go back to the application, you're resuming from where you left it? Is that correct?
I thought it was just running in the background.
Well, from what I saw, like, you know, with the demo video, he went to the where they had the music notes, and, like, he came back to him, it was where he left it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Don't know, man. All right, we'll move on. Bryce, where do you... Bo, you bought a new netbook, mate.
Yes, I bought the Lenovo S10 3T with the... capacitive. Is it? What's the iPhone? They're capacitives.
Yeah.
Touch. Yeah. So. That's what this one's got as
is
well.
It?
At the moment, really? It's only running startup Windows 7 starter, which only supports single touch. But if I was to upgrade it to premium, I can use two fingers.
Oh.
I'm still playing around with it. I've recently did a ghost image of the hard drive just in case. You know, because I don't have an external DVD burner, I can't make the image CD, so I thought, well, I'll just ghost it until I can do that, because I might actually try and put Mac OS and Linux and some other stuff on it. I wouldn't mind trying Android on there. Just give it a go and see how it performs. But it's at the moment, it runs really well and nice and fast. Just, it's not as, like, you know, how you'd expect in, like, you're on the iPhone, you can just push the page up and stuff like that. You can't do it with it directly, but I'm going to have a look on the internet and see if there's any add-ons for Firefox and stuff like that to make it do tricks, make it do that.
Oh, okay.
Make it feel smoother and stuff. But
and what made you buy one, Bo?
Because it was compact, touchscreen, and the battery, they say you get around 10 hours. I wouldn't say you'd get around there unless you're running it on power saver. Mm. But mainly the battery, the fact that it has built-in Bluetooth, the other fact that I can install a 3G modem directly into it. It's already got the SIM slot, so I can just get a... compatible modem and put it straight in there and have 3G internet, because I've got wireless big ponds, so I could just stick the SIM card in there and have the internet connected to it all the time. But I'm going to look out a 3G modem with a GPS in it too, so I can use the device as a GPS.
Oh, cool. Good stuff. Also, you bought a transmitter as well, Bo. Give us an update on that, mate.
I did. I've got a FM transmitter for once I get my hands on the license for the area, which I'm still waiting for. Apparently I may not hear back from the people I sent the letter to, because apparently it's changed hands again, but someone knows in communications with them. But the transmitter I've been testing and stuff like that, I haven't got far with it at the moment, because I need to buy a new antenna, because this one is creating some problems. But once I get the new antenna, I can do a full power test on it.
Cool. So how far did it get, how far does it get when you test it out now?
Well, when I had it at low power, because I could only max it out to that, or else the transmitter would start spazzing out. I was transmitting at 0.8 with a car radio because of the type of antenna I'm using. Car radios pick it up better. I was barely getting all the way around bright in their car, so that was pretty good.
That's good.
That wasn't even broadcasting in a watt. It was less than a watt.
Okay.
So it was good.
That's good, mate. Good stuff. All right, Bryce, let's talk about some iPad apps, mate. What's your favourite iPad app at the moment that you recommend?
Well, concerning games, probably Plants vs. Zombies number one and Angry Birds number two.
Okay.
There are a few like laggy iPad games which I need to perfect, like Sandstorm HD, but that's a pretty cool game actually. It's like a rip-off of Modern Warfare.
Okay.
But then you have like other utility apps like Pages and Keynote, they're pretty cool. And then you got Words with Friends, which is awesome. And Wired, which is like a test for like magazines and stuff. It looks sweet. So there's like tons of awesome apps on the iPad.
Cool. So what do you actually use your iPad for? Did you use it when you're out and about and stuff? And
yeah, and also I like to use it for, I don't even watch movies in my laptop anymore because I use the iPad. It definitely like displays movies and content a lot better.
Yep.
On the iPad, it's just a lot easier to see. You can hold it up and take it wherever. So it's definitely a great content viewing device.
Cool.
So yeah, I use it to watch like TV shows, which I'm watching Weeds right now. It's a pretty sweet show.
Okay. What's that show about, actually? I've never seen that show before.
It's like a mother that has to like sell weed and stuff.
Oh.
It's like it sounds weird, but yeah, you get into it. It's pretty cool.
All right, cool, good stuff. Now, also, you bought a blue snowball microphone.
Yep.
Blue snowball, black and chrome. What made you buy one of them? Is that good quality? Is that you using that now?
Yeah, I'm using it now.
Okay, sounds good.
I had my other one since 2008, and they're really great microphones. So, and the design on the chrome and black was just so awesome, I couldn't really resist getting it. It just looks sweet.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right. Okay. What else is it? We'll talk about. With the iPad, what's it like to type on and stuff? Like, can you use that for a main sort of computer or netbook or?
To be honest, I don't like the typing on the iPad. I think the iPhone's much more accurate in typing, even though it's got tiny keys. I don't know why. It's just a bit harder to type on the iPad.
Yeah. 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 Now, before, you're saying people were hating the iPad. Why was that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people hating the iPad. I don't even know why, really, but yeah. It's saying it's useless and whatever, but it definitely replaces a traditional netbook.
Okay.
I would say.
In what ways would it replace a netbook?
Well, a netbook is used for surfing the internet and checking email and just basic stuff, and to name netbook.
Yep.
So it's all like internet based. And this is basically what it's geared towards, especially with the Wi-Fi and 3G version.
Mm.
It's all based towards the internet. You can surf the internet, check your emails, you can play games on it if you want. You can have productivity with Pages and Keynote and whatever else.
Okay.
So, in that sense, it does replace it.
Yeah, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, and what about you, Bo? What do you reckon about the iPad?
It's interesting. I haven't yet experienced, like, got my hands on it, so I can't really say, but from what I've seen of it, my current opinion of it until I can get my hands on it, it's just a big, it's just a giant iPhone.
Well, that was my opinion until I got my hands on one, so
yeah,
I love it.
And that's still mine until I can get my hands on it, and then I'll have a better decision on what I think of it.
No, it's really good. It's a really good device, and it's really good to set the web and stuff.
Yeah, it looks interesting, and from what everyone else says, once they've got their hands on it, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a Facebook app at all, Bryce?
I don't think they've actually made a full-on iPad version yet, but they'd have the iPhone version on there, but I don't think they made the iPad version yet. Like, Skype hasn't made an iPad version, but The iPhone version of Skype works great on the iPad.
How does Skype go? Does Skype work really well? You can talk and stuff in there and that?
The quality, it works audio perfect, quality? Exactly like an iPad app.
So you can make phone calls and stuff on there?
Yeah, wait, the microphone in the iPad is actually better than the iPhone. They've updated the microphone.
So you can actually have that as a phone, really, couldn't you, in some way?
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the Wi-Fi and 3G.
Yeah.
So it is like a big giant iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually tested a phone call over 3G, which I was using Telstra, and there was no lag, really good quality, so it can replace the iPhone.
Definitely. It sounds like it. That's all right. Then
that's good. That's good. Also, Sonny's got an iPad. What do you think about the iPad, Sonny? Before we go,
once you get your hands on it, you're like hooked.
Sounds like a bathroom.
Sounds like a drug. It's better than a netbook.
Yeah.
Like browsing the internet on it is better than that's on an iPhone because it's a bigger screen and that looks heaps better, like Facebook and stuff. Yep. Like, you don't really need an app for Facebook when you can see the whole thing in the web and it looks so much better.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the YouTube looks
good. And that's
what
I like about the iPhone app too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, okay. Any guys want to add anything before we go? Any girls want to go before we go?
No.
Bo, you want anything before we go, mate?
Nah, just.
Any new stuff? Are you gonna be buying any new stuff yet, Bo? Any new?
No, not until I get the $600 back.
Oh, okay. So anyway, this iPhone's here ready for you too, Bo. If you wanna grab it.
Oh, cool.
Anything else you wanna add, Sonny, before we go, mate?
No.
Okay, what about you, Daniel?
Nah, that's better, I reckon.
Okay, that's about it. This has been episode 28. Make sure you check out the build37.com. Bryce, when are you updating your blog, mate?
I don't think I will.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm just going to leave it like that.
Just leave it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, that's about it. Thanks for being on, guys.
No props.
You're good. Okay, now where's the program going to now?
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got key motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.